Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Mammoth Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTH and on the OTC markets under the symbol MMMRF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Thomas Atkins. Now, Thomas, following up on a couple recent news releases, all dealing with a financing initially announced for $2 million, upsized and closed for $2.85 million. As you and I chatted a few months ago, talking about the company's main focus here, the Tenariba project in Mexico, the strategy was to raise some money and get some drills turning. Now that the money's in the door, what can you tell us about the work that still might be needed to get some drills going?
Thanks so much for this follow-up interview, Corey. I really appreciate it, and Shad. So great surprise. You know, we set out to raise $2 million, and we upsized it to 2.5 and then closed at 2.8. So things have gone very well, and you know, we see the share price trading at a significant premium to the offering price. So there was some demand that we were unable to meet in that, and we're seeing that being the shares being purchased in the market, which is, you know, it's terrific. As far as next steps, so we announced 2.5 kilometers of about just over 4 kilometers of IP geophysics with MAG. And so we announced the modeling, 3D modeling on that portion of the trend. And we announced some targets that we saw, target areas on that portion of the trend. And that there's still about another 1.5 kilometers of the IP to announce. And, you know, it's the fact is, look, this financing, I've just really not had the opportunity to devote the time, but I'm hoping that we can get the release out on that next week. And that, which is going to show, you know, as I say, just over 4 kilometers of modeling that takes into account both the geophysics, but also surface data, which is soil geochem. There's over 3,000 soil geochem samples, near 1,000 chip samples and channel samples. And some of these, some of what we're seeing among these surface and geophysical trends, we also have drilling in that. So you know, we're not just going on surface and geophysics. We're actually looking at the corroboration of all of this data adjacent to drill holes where we've had some really good results over, you know, approximately 4 kilometer trend in that. So the geophysics was designed to infill from an initial survey. And you know, we're seeing all of this stuff coming together, and I think, you know, people see that potential. There's another couple of kilometers of MAG geophysics, which will cover about 6 kilometers. We didn't do the full 6 kilometers of IP and MAG because, I mean, look, at 4 kilometers of MAG, I mean, it's a lot of area to test and that. And so the thinking being that, okay, we've got the 4 kilometers, we can still see some extensions in the MAG to the 6 kilometer, but let's focus on the 4 kilometers first, and then, you know, we can see what we want to do with success there to grow it to the full 6 kilometers. So that's the stage we're at right now. Expect that press release out on the rest of the modeling hopefully next week, and then we'll have some targets that will come from that as well. And as far as the drilling, you know, we're working on the logistics right now. So we're digging into actually specific drill target locations initially on map, and then we'll ground truth them. That access is, you know, we can set up a pad there and access is good. We may have to adjust a little bit, but all of that stuff is going on right now. Our hope is that you know, we reached out to the drill contractor, is getting equipment ready. Our hope is that, you know, we could be drilling, I'm going to say within the next 3 weeks might be a bit aggressive, but sort of 4 to 6 weeks, I'm hoping. That's kind of our timeline right now, so we'll just keep focused on moving things forward, and hopefully we'll have the drills turning, you know, in that timeline.
Now, Thomas, you know, I know you've done some historic work here, and there's been some drilling done. Could you maybe walk the audience through some of the prior targets? We were talking off mic about 3 of the main targets you've tested before. Could you give us a little history on those and what you hope to glean on the current drill program that you're lining up?
Yeah, well, I'll start from the west. There's a western area called Moreno, a central area we've called Masuparia because that was the name of the company that was there in 2007 that did the first drilling ever on the property. And then we have an area to the east called Cananitos. It's open along trend, so it's open further to the east of Cananitos, and it's open further to the west of Moreno. But these areas cover about that 4 kilometer trend that I made reference to in the geophysics. So in the Moreno area, what's interesting about that is it's about 1.2 kilometers further west of the central, the initially drilled area. And so we only actually did 3 geophysical lines, short lines, spaced 100 meters. We only actually covered 200 meters of an area that's 1.2 kilometers from the central area, and again, open further to the west. Drilled 4 holes in that area, and we had great results. This area actually is above an area where some free gold was panned. One of the largest nuggets on the front cover of our presentation, one of the largest nuggets that were panned is about the size of the last digit of your baby fingers. I mean, it's a really, like a quite a coarse nugget of gold. And that, so definitely, you know, as the saying goes, there's gold in them thar hills around Moreno. So the Moreno area is above where this gold was panned. And in the drilling that we did there in our 2018 program, just a couple of intervals, we had a 40 meter interval of 0.79, about 0.8 gram per ton gold. And then in another hole, we had 7 meters of 3.6% copper with some gold and silver. So that area's had 4 drill holes just testing a small 200 meter strike length and open in you know, east and west along the trend. So, and you know, again, above where this gold was panned. So, you know, that's an area of huge attraction. In the central area, one of the best drill holes was about 25 meters of 4 gram per ton gold. And then there's also, you know, I mean, there's about a 200 meter trend in that area where we've got, you know, another hole that's 23 meters of 1.32 grams. There's a 45 meter interval of 0.63. So there's some really good results in this area. And that's part of a trend from the geophysics that's about 1.2 kilometers long. So, you know, there's another area that's hugely interesting. And then in the Cananitos now, we're stepping about 800 meters to a kilometer plus further to the east. We had a hole there from our program where we had 127 meters grading 0.52, of which there's 25 meters of 1.21. And again, you know, when I throw these grades out, I mean, I think what's important for people to recognize is that almost all of these are occurring at about a vertical depth of around, you know, almost no deeper than 100 meters, 120 meters. There's abundant mineralization on surface. So we do believe that an open pit scenario is likely. And these kind of grades of, you know, up to 4 gram per ton gold, you know, 0.5, 0.8, 1.32. I mean, these would combine to make, you know, very robust open pit grades, potentially heap leachable. So, you know, it's a big, big area. These systems, these high sulfidation systems, if you get into the feeder zones of these systems, you can get these kind of intervals like this 25 meters of 4 gram per ton gold. And then you get sort of a more of a disseminated, you know, mineralization as well. But look, it's a huge footprint. I mean, we're talking a 6 kilometer trend where we can sample gold, you know, ubiquitously throughout the area in outcrops and in soil samples. Gosh, our soil samples, you know, we have a couple of highest grade soil samples. This is gold in dirt with 6 gram per ton gold along a grid. And that's so, like, there's a lot of gold in this system, and it's a big system. And so we're really excited to be having the opportunity to drill. And you know, I think that excitement's also reflected by the interest in the financing.
Okay, so Thomas, I need you to summarize here what some of these targets are that you're going to be going after, because there is some good historic drilling here. You've done a lot of the surface work, and you have raised a little under $3 million. So $3 million, how much drilling is that going to get you, and what are these near-term targets? It sounds like you have a lot of targets, but where are you going to be focused then, please?
Yeah, well, look, what we've identified in the last press release are 4 target areas in this initial 2.5 kilometers, and we haven't even included Moreno yet in that. So this is in this extensions in the central area, and areas in the Cananitos area. So we've got these large target areas. They measure from, you know, one is currently 300 meters. I say currently because there's still more geophysics to come further east, and so it looks as if it could be open to the east, up to 1.2 kilometers. Of trend related areas where we have as you pointed out, the corroboration of surface soil work, gold, silver, and soil. We've got chip and channel samples. We've got chargeability and resistivity in the mag, in the IP, geophysics, and we've got attractive mag features. So, I mean, there's just all of the data just continues to corroborate that there's areas that host mineralization. And we've drilled some of this stuff and we've seen mineralization. So, and that's the opportunity is, you know, it's not just that we see this smoke based on surface results in geophysics, is we've drilled it and had good results. And so, you know, we intend to do step outs and test these trends. And as they say, there's still more to come on the geophysics, about another kilometer and a half. And my expectation is, because I see at the borders of what we have announced, that they appear to be open, and my belief is that we'll continue to see additional opportunities over the full 4 kilometers. So those are the areas that, you know, the press release identifies the areas on the map, and you can see the geophysics and the animation that accompanies that press release. We hope to do another release of similar disclosure so people can see those opportunities, and so I think that's probably the best summary.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the update here, Thomas. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the work that is going to be coming, please email us, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. In the meantime, Thomas, keep us up to date as you move forward with the drill program and any other details, I guess, especially on that IP survey that you can share with us. So in the meantime, Thomas, have a great rest of your week, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Thanks so much, Corey. Thanks so much, Chad. Have a great day.